In-person learning is underway in Chicago Public Schools now that the district and teachers union came to an agreement, but it's only for younger students. Now some families are wondering when high school students will be able to return. They're concerned about academics and mental health. While teens could be in person before the year is up, it's a more complicated process, one that will likely come with more disagreements, as WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
There's been a lot of talk recently about CPS's K-8 reopening plan and little about what's next for high school students. CPS CEO Janice Jackson says that conversation will be happening soon with the Chicago Teachers Union.
Every time we have a press conference and talk about K-8, I get countless emails from high school students and parents saying, "What about us? What about us?"
Parents like Teresa Hayes say they'd like to see their high school kids go back in person, even if it's just for a few hours. Her two daughters go to Whitney Young High School. She says it's been a rough ride this year, especially for her youngest daughter.
She's stuck in her room at a desk for a really long time, and she really is lacking motivation because she really responded well to adults that would nudge her.
She says her daughter was able to pull off a decent report card, but it was only because she and her husband put in a lot of work. Even if it's just for the last 4 weeks of the school year, Hayes thinks it would really help for teens to go back.
Just a hybrid where she had some accountability, where she had to look someone in the face and say, "I didn't do my homework," anything.
Many high schools in the region have remained remote during the pandemic. That's because high schools tend to have a larger student size and students change classrooms throughout the day. In addition, teens are considered adults in terms of how much they contract and spread COVID-19.
This is a particular problem for which there is no universally agreed solution, and that makes it so much more difficult.
That's Ken Wallace, superintendent of Maine Township High School District 207 in the northern suburbs. The district has three schools. When the district allowed students to choose in-person learning back in November, students were on a block schedule and left before lunch. The buildings were only at 10 to 15% capacity. Wallace says strict health protocols were also key. Now the district is introducing lunch and expanding the school day with the goal of getting more kids in the buildings. But he says what works for one high school won't necessarily work for a large urban district like Chicago.
Their complexity factor is exponentially more than a district like ours, or frankly, like most districts in America. You've got just geographic complexity. You've got size complexity. You've got political complexity.
A main driver in the push to get kids back to the classroom is academic performance. While there was an increase in the number of A grades in math and reading for high school students, there was also an increase in failing grades compared to last school year. The failing rates were higher among Black and Latino students. But many parents and students don't see reopening as the answer. Many plan on staying remote because they don't think it's safe yet. Judae Smith is a junior at Kenwood Academy.
Remote learning doesn't have to be a hard thing. It could be accessible. Students can pass. It's about like really providing the support that's needed. And I don't think CPS is really focusing on that.
Judae says she's typically a good student who is involved in a lot of activities, like being on the Mayor's Youth Commission and CPS's Student Advisory Council. But like many students, she's struggling. She says her teachers have been supportive, but the academic standards are too rigid, especially during the pandemic.
It doesn't allow for much flexibility or support for like different conditions. It idolizes a specific type of student, and if you're not that student, you are bound to fail.
Parents and students who are choosing to stay home are calling on CPS to improve remote learning. CEO Janice Jackson has said the district has done all it can for e-learning, and the main focus now is on reopening schools. Jackson says the K-8 plan will be a framework for reopening high schools. Safety aside, Judae says there isn't enough focus on students in that plan.
What ignores the student's mental health, what ignores the student's engagement, what ignores the actual academics of it all.
Judae says the district needs to listen to what students say they actually need to do better during the pandemic. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.